This is the Feminem Podcast, the official podcast of Feminem, discussing all things femme, a little bit of EM, and everything in between. I'm Jenny Beck-Esme, editor-in-chief of Feminem. You're only going to hear me say this a couple more times because December is starting to run out. But before we get to our Fix 18 content, another reminder here to get your Fix 19 speaker applications in. Take a look at the website, check out the details, and get those into us before December 31st. All right, on to our next Fix 18 content. This is called Outside My Box by Dr. Nee Darko. Now, he's a board-certified general surgeon, so not an EM doc, and he's also the host of the podcast Docs Outside the Box, where he highlights stories of doctors doing extraordinary things outside of medicine to inspire other doctors to think outside the box. In his Fix talk, he shares how he went outside his doctor box to become a podcaster and how this totally changed his life and could maybe change yours as well. Enjoy.
So first of all, I just want to thank Darrakaz for inviting me to come and speak here. Literally 2 years ago, I was literally just working and just caught in a circle. And it wasn't until I started my podcast that things really started to take off for me. So it's something that I'm really passionate about. Something that I want to share with you all about is that literally this right here is the new remote control of your lives. Have you guys heard that? Right? TV, for the most part, is almost dead. Radio, obviously, is extinct almost. But everything that you do, every which way that you're going to interact with people is basically through this cell phone. I didn't come up with that term. There's a guy named Gary Vaynerchuk who came up with that term. You can look him up. But this right here has changed my life. So here I'm going to talk to you today about 321 podcast, how to find your voice, how I found my voice, and basically how to reach your patients through podcasting. So quick objectives. Don't worry, this is not too clinical, but basically we're going to talk about how podcasts can influence behavior, how and what the history of podcasts are, grasp the widespread reach of podcasts, as well as just quickly talk about the equipment that you need to start a podcast. How many people here have heard of a podcast? Very good. So I did this talk about 3 weeks ago in Ghana, West Africa. I was doing a medical mission trip with my wife, and they invited me to come and talk to them about podcasting, and it was a room just this big, but nobody had ever heard of it. And then if you've ever been to West Africa or been to a third world country, sometimes data plans and even having a cell phone plan can be sparse. So just talking to them, just a little bit of a different energy. So I want you all just quickly take out your cell phones. Just a quick exercise. If you have an iPhone, you see that purple box right here? I want you to click on that purple box. If you have an Android phone, whatever you use for podcasts, more than likely use this Google Play logo right here. Click on that, and into the search, type in Docs Outside the Box. Just follow me. Who's seen it so far? Raise your hand. All right, so you'll see this logo, and then if you're on an iPhone, you'll see subscribe of iTunes, and if you're on an Android phone, you'll see that button. Who's done that so far? So the reason I bring that up is literally that took, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 30 seconds? That's how quick it is to get your voice either into your patient's phone so they can follow your directions or listen to whatever you're having to do, or if you're an introvert and you want to do a podcast about being an introvert, you can get your voice out that quick. Oh, sorry, let me go back. So who am I? I'm a board-certified general surgeon. I currently practice trauma surgery. I'm a locum tenens doc, and I host a podcast called Docs Outside the Box. I started about 2 years ago because I just felt as though I was in a rut. I had gone through all the hoops, I got all the credentials, but I just kind of felt like I didn't have a new challenge, basically, so to speak, and I just felt really weird talking to my coworkers that, hey, I enjoy being a doctor, but there are other things that I really enjoy. I enjoy interviewing people. I grew up watching Arsenio Hall. You guys remember that? Right? I always kind of wanted to be like him or whoever was, I don't have the hair anymore like him, but like, whoever was on NBC and interviewing folks, that like I really enjoyed that stuff, and I just really enjoyed other things, and nobody was really talking about that stuff. So I decided to go ahead and start it. Since then, we've been able to get up to the top 100 in careers in Apple Podcasts. This is literally just by using a cell phone and letting people know, going through social media, we've gotten speaking gigs like here through podcasts. And now I coach doctors on starting podcasts. I don't know if you can see the bottom part. But right now, the show is bringing in 5 figures in revenue for the podcast. And that's not to brag about the show, but that's just to let you know, depending on what type of podcast do you want, if you want something to come out on a weekly basis, if you want something to come out on a daily basis, you know, it's possible to have somebody help you. It's possible to pay for someone to help you and to also have sponsors pay for that, okay? So that's why I wanted to bring that up to you. Also, I wrote a book called 321 Podcasting, basically the beginner's guide to building brand authority through podcasting, just talking about all the ins and outs, all the potholes that I went through with starting a podcast. And it's right now, it's on Amazon. So really quick, a podcast is basically a recording, digital recording that you can listen to either on your cell phone, on your computer, on whatever MP3 player that you have, okay? It is basically a digital recording of your voice, and it's made available to share through the internet. It can be played on your MP3 players, like I said, and the first podcast started in the early 2000s, around 2003. Who here is a early adopter of podcasts? And I'm talking about listening to podcasts as early as like 2007, 2008. So you know like the transition of where we are right now. Podcasts are everywhere. If you guys haven't heard of a podcast, you're living under a rock. Podcasts are you know what right now. And you know, it's just amazing to see something go from its infancy stage to where it is right now. So why podcast? The reason why you should podcast, it's low cost compared to video. I know everybody wants to do a vlog. Everybody wants to be on YouTube. It's very easy. But doing a podcast, it's very fast. It's very simple. You can use your cell phone. I brought a microphone with me. It's cheap, and I can edit it myself. You can develop brand authority. You can express your passion. I'm going to keep picking on you about being an introvert. If you want to talk about being an introvert and how to become a better introvert and how to one day, I don't know, go to become an extrovert, I don't know. If you want to do something like that, she's like, no, 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 right? Okay. But if you want to talk to people, if you want to talk about people who try to convert you into becoming an extrovert, you can do that through a podcast very quickly. And it's a very easy way to develop community. So some real quick things. The best thing about doing a podcast, and the best thing that I love about my podcast is, in my podcast, I talk about ordinary doctors who do extraordinary things, but I really make it a point to feature people who don't normally get a seat at the table. I don't know if anybody's in here has listened to my podcast, or I've kind of gone through the roll sheet. I try to feature women, I try to feature people from minority backgrounds, people who don't normally get a chance to really be asked about their opinion, because I try to make it as diverse as possible. And the cool thing is, I make the decisions. So if you were to start your own podcast, you make your own decisions. You decide what the episode length is. On average, most podcasts on average are anywhere between 15 minutes to 2 hours. Most people aren't really listening to podcasts that long, but you get my point. In terms of the topic, you decide. Whatever you want to talk about. If you want to talk about hip hop and cats, you can go ahead and talk about that. You decide the frequency. If you want to come out on a daily basis, if you want to come out once a month, obviously, the more frequent you are of your podcast, the better. And some quick stats. 50% of the United States population has listened to a podcast. 80% have listened to an entire podcast, which in a second, I'm going to tell you why that's really important. And in terms of the sex makeup, men slightly eke out women more in terms of listening to podcasts, but that's actually changing. So just pay attention. I bet you next year that number is going to come, and I think it's going to be more between 50 and 50. Comedy obviously is the most popular genre for podcasts, but if you look right there, second important or most listened to genre is education and health, which is an opportunity for you all to either develop an opportunity to get your voice out or to even connect with your patients more. Quickly, this is just saying that smartphones are driving the statistics with podcasts. Obviously, you can see right here how many people are listening to smartphones. I don't know if you can see, it's too small, but basically pink or purple is the smartphone, the computer is blue, and then the tablet is yellow. As you can see, so many people, and as I've subscribed, most of you all are listening to their smartphones. So there are already a lot of doctors who are already podcasting. Is Dr. Millette in here? You still here? Okay. You have a podcast. Go ahead and shout out your podcast, because I didn't put it in the presentation. My bad.
It's
So her podcast is called The Visit with Dr. Arabia Millette. So I'm sorry, I should have put that on there and stuff. But people are already podcasting already. This is an example. This is Dr. Centrelle Crawford. She's a psychiatrist. And her podcast is called The Urge Fix. It's about strategies and support for recovering addicts. Obviously, you all are here at FemmeNM. They have a podcast, which is phenomenal, right? So the podcast is exploring issues that support the development, advancement of all women in medicine. I kind of look at you guys as the gold standard because the amount of information that you guys are able to put out, the episodes and the frequency is phenomenal. I don't know how you guys keep up with all that. Keep doing great work. Make sure you guys are all subscribed to their podcast, please. I don't know, have you guys ever heard of the Hippocratic Hustle? Okay, that's hosted by Dr. Carrie Reynolds, a good friend of mine. She's a peds gastroenterologist, and she shares stories of women physicians who have found their freedom through entrepreneurship and pursuits. Next one is Dr. Dawn Brown, and hers is the MD with ADHD, and she obviously, what'd you say? Oh, I'm sorry. The MD with ADHD, and that's a pretty popular podcast, and she's a psychiatrist. The next one, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of The White Coat Investor. So he went ahead and started his own podcast. So he initially started off with a blog that was very popular and decided that obviously the next wave in terms of reaching people from an electronic standpoint is podcasting, and started his podcast, which has done amazing things. It's a very popular podcast, and obviously he's talking about personal finance for medical professionals. This gentleman over here, Dr. Aujla, he's based in the United Kingdom, and his podcast is called The Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. I want to get him on my show, actually. And he is helping everyone live happier, healthier lives using food and lifestyle medicine. So those are just a small amount of examples of doctors, what they can do, the different topics they can talk about with podcasting. You all, there's plenty of space for you all to jump in and start your own podcast, interact with other people, you know, start your own community. It's a really phenomenal empty space that you all can fill. The reason why you really should pay attention is because podcasts really can influence behavior. I don't know if you remember the statistic that I put before where it said that over 80% of listeners are listening to an entire podcast. This is where it comes in. So podcast behavior, podcast listeners are more likely to follow companies on social media. Am I lying, Dr. Cass?
Yeah.
Am I lying?
No, I'll never.
Right?
Right,
but the reason I bring that up is because obviously, you know, you guys know. They're more likely to purchase goods advertised on your podcast, and 69% agreed that podcast ads made them aware of new products or services. And guess what? The people who listen to podcasts, they listen. So this is just from a revenue standpoint, this is from a business standpoint, but think about the possibilities as a patient, excuse me, as a physician and a patient, trying to get your non-compliant patient to list or to take certain medications or to listen to certain procedures that you want them to do, or if you want to come up with a new procedure, this might be the breakthrough that you need to get through to that non-compliant patient. So here's a quick anecdotal study that I want to share. So there's the name right there. You already know who that is. Specialty right there. Broke physician was my chief complaint. So went to college, went to medical school, business school in the United States, and I had over $320,000 of student loan debt when I finished. No joke. And that's actually, this is a smaller number. I didn't include interest. My allergies were financial education, right? You all been there, right? I belong to a higher thing, right? I'm a doctor. Worrying about finances, I don't want to worry about that. You guys remember that, right? That was me, right? I married an OB-GYN. We went to the same medical school. We went to the same business school. So you know how that works. We had almost $640,000 of student loan debt. So the assessment was basically, I don't know if you guys can see below there, but I'll read it for you. It says a 36-year-old male physician in $662,000 of student loan debt lives paycheck to paycheck with his wife. This is a two-physician household and has no idea how to make the situation any better. And this is how I felt. I just felt like I was drowning in debt, had a home for no reason because I felt like I needed to have a home after graduating from medical school, right? You all been there. Then 2008 came and you're just like, whoa, what am I going to do, right? So in 3 years, all the student loans have been paid off. We left the employed model. We're now independent contractors. We started three businesses. The most important one that's related to what I'm talking about is Darko Media Group. That houses the podcast And then also we have Equal Access Health, which is a locum tenens company. Right now we have physicians who do OB and trauma surgery, as well as pre-med strategies, which is my wife's business. And it's a pre-med coaching business. The reason why I bring this up is I was lost 3 years ago. And it wasn't until I found podcasts that really helped me kind of transition from being what my chief complaint was, what my assessment and plan was, to someone who's in more control of our money. So here's one of the podcasts that I listened to. His and Her Money was a podcast by Ty and Talit McNeely. They're in Chicago, and they just talk about paying off debt. Here's another set of podcasts that I listened to, the Dave Ramsey Show. I don't know how many people listen to Farnoosh Torabi. She has a phenomenal podcast. You guys need to take a screenshot of this picture, of this slide right here. This is a phenomenal podcast, particularly for anybody who's interested in listening to women entrepreneurs, women finances. It's a phenomenal podcast that I listen to on a daily basis, and I'm a guy. That's how great it is. And then the next one is Stacking Benjamins, which is another great podcast that I listen to. So that's just a really quick example of how podcasts can influence behavior. That's an anecdotal study or anecdotal example, right? So the key things are that your patients right now are blasted with so much information. They're using this cell phone all the time. They're either on WhatsApp. And how many rumors have been on WhatsApp? You guys use WhatsApp, right? You guys remember the plastic rice rumor, right? So there's so many things that they're being lambasted with through social media. You have the opportunity that if you don't jump on this, that your voice can be drowned out, okay? So, and how many of y'all have seen this one, right? Medical school like Google University, right? So your patients are gonna be looking this stuff up anyway. They're gonna get all the information. It's gonna be no debt, and all you need is 1 minute, right? So that's why I'm saying it's really important to jump on social media. It's really important to get on podcasting, blogging, vlogging, some sort of social information, because your patients, this is where they're at right now. The reason I kept this in here is I was in Ghana and I kept this here, but there's a big mall in Accra, Ghana, where basically there was a rumor about a terrorist coming in and basically having some terroristic activity at this mall. And for months, nobody went there. And this was all a rumor that was spread through Accra. If you guys were in Ghana, you would get this. But basically, that's the importance of how fake news can spread through the internet. In terms of talking about an anecdotal study, now talking about something that's actually a real study in terms of how we do things in a clinical standpoint, there's a study here in a low resource environment. This study here is basically testing to find out if the government is able to put health information on podcasts, are the audience able to follow that more so than just PSAs? So this is actually still in the methods standpoint. This is still in the methods. They're still collecting data. It started in 2016. It's currently in Uganda. And I'm really interested, and I think a lot of people are really interested to find out what kind of results are gonna come from here. And just to let you already know, it's already here. They're growing fast, podcasts are going fast. It's an opportunity for more docs to take control of your narrative. How many guys have heard of this podcast right here, Dr. Death? It's crazy, right? Crazy, right? So someone else is telling this story, not doctors. Whoever's listened to this, doctors aren't telling this story. Someone else is telling this story. So where are your patients listening? Your patients are listening while they're doing chores. Your patients are listening while they're at work. Your patients are listening while they're in the car. So very quickly, I won't take too much time, I promise. The tools that you need are either this right here, a cell phone. It's really fast, it can record, it has a great microphone, and you have the ability to call your guest on it. Or you can use your laptop. All you need is a laptop, a desktop, microphone, some free recording software. So I know some of you all may be thinking, okay, I get the point, but why should I consider podcasting? The reason why you should consider podcasting is your patients already trust you. You risk your voice being drowned out, and it's a really great opportunity to develop brand authority in your specialty. Imagine coming out with a new procedure. If you're an ophthalmologist, you have the newest and greatest technology in town. Imagine you being able to talk about it, not only on your podcast, but also on Instagram and so forth. You can be known as the go-to physician for a new procedure, as well as for a new treatment plan. In terms of the benefits of podcasting, very quickly, like I said before, it's quick, it's cheap. It's unlike YouTube. Your patients can spend literally an entire hour just dedicated to listening to you while they do other things. It helps develop a unique relationship with you and your listener, and it's very convenient to record audio versus video. Anybody here who started a vlog or has done anything with video knows it could be a beast to try to edit all of your audio videos. And then you can also podcast in your pajamas. So when I interviewed Dr. Cass, I was in my pajamas interviewing you. Nobody will ever know, so it's very convenient. Were you? Okay. I never knew, right? And then it's a great opportunity to get additional revenue, sponsorships, advertisements, as well as new clients. So thank you very much. I just want to quickly just say, everybody, that if you haven't jumped on, just please go to this website, docsotb.com. In there, if you go to the website, a quick magnet will come up, and I just have there a free gift for you all. It just has the 7 reasons why doctors should get off their asses and start podcasting. Thank you very much.